We're ready for the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo. We're powered, all of our reports, all this next 10, 11 days by ITC, your energy superhighway. And join us today, Tyler Norvell, Executive Director of OYE. Tyler, this thing has just continued to grow and grow. It's amazing, all the things that are a part of OYE.
Yeah, we just always try to give students more opportunities. And every year I budget and expect for numbers to be even or down, and they continue to grow, and that's very exciting. Even down, you know, our entries grow, but the number of exhibitors involved continue to grow, so that lets you know you're providing a product people want to be a part of, and that's exciting. And you know, it's organized chaos for 10 days. Somebody told me years ago, they said OYE is no longer a livestock show, it is an event that everybody comes home for, wants to be a part of. So that's really humbling and exciting to get to be a part of it from a staff's perspective.
Now, your staff right now putting all the pieces together. Animals start coming in Thursday morning. The show starts.
Yeah, we start with the commercial gilts. This year we flopped the purebred commercial gilts. They start Thursday morning. We'll show all day that day, then half a day on Friday, and then we'll start the purebred gilt show Friday afternoon and finish them up Saturday. And then the does start coming in Thursday. They show late Friday evening and all day Saturday.
Let's talk about the gilts. This is a show, both the gilts and the barrels for that matter, those entry numbers just jumped a bunch. And I guess for the gilts part of it, is that night of stars?
Yes, our gilts are up 400 head. Our bears are up 700 head from last year, which presents a pinning issue because we have so many pins and you have to divide them equally among the ones entered. But yes, we will have our gilt sale the night of 100 stars, which will be Wednesday night of next week. And, you know, last 4 years, we've grossed over $400,000 for the kids in that. So a great opportunity for young people to raise premier breeding livestock in the swine industry and then come and showcase them and sell them for a lot of money. Ron, we'll send those gilts to, I bet, over 15 different states that evening and just gross a lot of money for those young people.
And the arena there, Barn 9, I think it is.
Barn 8.
Barn 8. Yeah. Barn 8 is where it's actually is at. That's full, but you've got call-in, buyers online all over.
Yes, we will have it online on our Facebook. We'll video those gilts. And then Christy Collins and Blake Kendi with their venture and how they do it online, you will be able to bid online this year. So just look on our Facebook page and you can find all the links.
Now, past the gilts, that's obviously going to be a big, big show, both on the commercials and the purebreds. But you mentioned the other species start with the goats later this week on Friday.
Yes, the does start Friday and Saturday, and then we'll begin the heifer show on Sunday and Monday, and then all the sheep will move in because we show them together. They're here at the same time, and then, of course, starting Monday, the market animals move in with the bears, the steers, and then the wet market goats.
Let's talk about the heifer show. This is a little bit of a change from recent years. You're not on the basketball championship weekend, so you've actually been able to set up the State Fair Arena well ahead of normal.
Yes, well, we moved the show back a week from where we should have been this year, and because of that, we're off State Fair or a state basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. We did that because we heard from tons of school administrators that we need our show on spring break. The State Fair worked with us. The circus moved back a week. So we are on our somewhat of a traditional date. If you break it down, every 5 years, OYE is off spring break for 2 years. Well, this year, instead of being off for the second year, we were just off 1 year. And that's something we heard a lot from the school administrators to work with them. So we did. Next year, our dates will be just like this, but it'll be the traditional spring break. But yes, we are in State Fair Arena right now. Now, we won't start the shows there till Sunday. But instead of starting the heifer show at 1, we're going to start it at 9 in the morning.
Right, so you get pick up several hours there.
Yes, pick up a lot of hours, and that'll keep us from going late into the night like we have the last couple of years on the heifer show.
Now, of course, on the heifers and really all the species, and we talked about hogs being up a bunch, but all of them were up at least a little bit as far as entries.
Yes, every one of them. The steers were up 70 head. Heifers were up a couple of hundred head. And this year, because of the heifer show getting so big, we moved the commercial heifer show to start during the steer show. So we'll show commercial heifers Wednesday morning at 8, and once it's over, then we'll start the steer show. We did that for pinning and stalling issues. We were just getting overran in the cattle barn, and instead of limiting the kids even more on their heifer entries, we decided to make that change. So we've had positive feedback about that, but we'll see how it works when the rubber hits the road here next week.
Now, we haven't really talked that much about the market animals as yet. That is really the foundation, the genesis of OYE. That's what it was all about for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, it started back over 100 years ago. It was where people came to see what the ideal market animal looked like. They didn't have TV. They didn't have newspapers. But, you know, we weren't as easy to communicate as we are today. Right. And people came to Oklahoma City worked with OSU through extension. It's like, this is the ideal beef animal. This is the ideal market hog. This is the ideal market sheep. And now, I mean, it's still the foundation, you know, and even though our breeding shows continue to grow, the market steer show and all the market shows remain strong. And I think that's because of what the kids learn, but more importantly, about how strong our premium sell is.
Right. And so we start, obviously, with all four species will be this coming week as far as the market animals are concerned, heading toward Thursday.
Yes, Thursday night will be our grand drive, our big event where we'll present scholarships. And then we do have a big announcement that we're not letting out yet that will take place at Grand Drive that we're extremely excited about. And that event is free and open to the public. We would love everybody to come out to State Fair Arena that evening about 5:30 p.m. And then we will bring out the limousine like we always do to Thunderstruck, make those kids feel special, and then we'll select our four grand champions.
Now, before that, some of the other things that are going on, there's just so many little events that are popping up. Obviously, you had the Night of Stars guilt sale, but beyond that, you've got this one's for the girls. You've got a special event with Beef Council this year.
Yep.
Just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen on social media, but Stephen Adams is going to be here with the Beef Council on March 19th to do a meet and greet and learn more about the beef industry, which is just going to be awesome. The other deal we're doing next week that's new, or we did it last year, but again, this year is the Skillathon, where kids come in and take a test about the care and handling of livestock, livestock health, livestock feeding, things like that. It's free to any student. And what I was excited about, Jamie Allen had the brainchild to start this, and what it made me excited about is no student can use the excuse, I can't afford to go to OYE, because it's free, and they're competing for $15,000 in scholarships over that test.
Wow.
And that's a new event we started that I'm as proud of it as anything, because every student has an opportunity to be here if they're enrolled in 4-H or FFA.
So you'll have that and then actually, what, present those scholarships on Thursday?
Yes, on Thursday night we'll present the winners. So last year we had a lot of students go home with that money. We gave $15,000 out. Last year we're going to give it out again this year.
And, you know, other things that are going on, one thing that's very, very important for the well-being of the Youth Expo is that interaction with the lawmakers.
Yes. Tuesday night, March 19th, we are going to have legislators come out and show animals with kids from there. Legislative district. Right now we have over 100 of the 149 legislators RSVP'd. So it's pretty exciting. It's become one of the marquee events, not only for us at OYE, but for everybody at the Capitol and all the elected officials.
And this is at the new legislature this year. So many new faces. This is really important.
Yeah, over 60 new faces in the legislature. It is vital that we get them out here. Some of our good friends in the legislature have done an awesome job of encouraging those freshmen to RSVP and be here. So we're expecting a gigantic crowd.
Let's talk a little bit about those scholarships. This is another one of those areas that all the day from since the genesis of OYE, it was all about trying to build those scholarship dollar numbers, and you've been very successful in doing that.
Yeah, my senior year, 2002, was the last year it was not OYE. It was the Spring Livestock Show. That year they gave out one $1,000 scholarship. This year, we will give out over 150 scholarships. That'll be over $300,000. And the cool thing is that all that money has to stay in Oklahoma. We keep the money, make sure the students enroll, make sure they're going to college, keeping their GPA up, and then we pay their bursar bill. If they go out of state, we don't honor those, because we want to keep the most important thing we have in this state right here in this state, and that's our youth.
One of the things that some of those scholarship winners are designated as are all-state winners. Tell me about that concept.
Yeah, Justin Whitefield had this idea. He said, you know, we have all-state in basketball, baseball, and all the sports. We need all-state in agriculture. And so we have our Oklahoma Youth Expo Academic All-State, and those students are interviewed, and it's a combination of their leadership skills, their ability to interview, and their success in the show ring. And we will name, they've already been named, but we will name our 10 Academic All-State students that get the letter jackets and all the cool stuff and get that recognition that, hey, this is our best of the best.
Right. Of course, a week from Friday is something that all the market shows are pointing to after the grand drives are done and all that's behind us. Then we've got the premium sale. I know that's something that you and your team work very, very hard on to try to make sure these kids are properly thanked and properly honored.
Yeah, it's been around since the inception of the show, and it's so important to reward these kids for their hard work, you know, that when that hard work pays off. Now, there's a lot of them whose hard work won't pay off as much as they would like. They'll get a lot of life lessons, important things, but may not get that monetary value. Those top 212 students that are going to get that, you know, that's the money they'll use to go buy next year's project or to pay for their education, to continue their education. The sale looks like it's going to be really strong. Last year was one of our best ever, at $1.3 million, and the economy was good, but we had some money walk in the door that evening on some grants that we weren't expecting, so it just blew the roof off of it. I feel like we're definitely going to have over a $1 million sale, and it should be a really strong event. The economy's good, and people want to help these young people.
Right. Along those lines, we've got a lot of other things that that are kind of out there that we haven't really talked about, and that's these skills and these life lessons that over 7,000 kids are going to actually be a part of over the next 10 days.
Yeah, it's, you know, our Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell has been telling people lately, if I have to hire any kids, they're going to be 4-H and FFA kids. And because he's from Tulsa, when he hit the campaign trail, he's like, I knew a little bit about 4-H and FFA, but I didn't understand. And now I understand. These are the cream of the crop kids because they understand work ethic. They understand maybe how to make a budget at a young age about how to pay for livestock and pay for feed and still try to make some income. They learned that I've got to put somebody else, another breathing living thing before me. You know, when it was freezing cold this winter, those kids were out there breaking ice and feeding livestock. And, you know, and the other thing that we take for granted, and I probably have taken this for granted until my daughter started showing this year, is that you do it as a family. You learn that family matters and that you take care of one another. And it's, name me another thing where you're out there as a family doing something. You know, you don't do that in baseball and volleyball and basketball. I mean, it is, we're together all the time. And I think that's what's cool in the family atmosphere around here that's so important.
Right. Finally, we've talked a little bit about all the things go on. It's only possible because of the incredible facilities that have been developed here at State Fair Park. We've got, you know, amazing barns. We've got various arenas that you can use. State Fair Arena, I guess, is the oldest of all the facilities that you're using on a regular basis.
Yes. This past couple of years, Tim O'Toole and his team at the State Fair began the process to looking at potentially building a new big house, a new State Fair Arena. It's the last part needed. But they're going to have to get it in MAPS 4 to fund it. That decision has not been made yet if this new State Fair Arena will be in MAPS 4. It is something that is important to me, to OYE, to rural Oklahoma. And so if you do know anybody on the Oklahoma City Council or tied to Oklahoma City, you need to let them know how important this is for rural Oklahoma, because we come in here and we spend our money. And our tax dollars come here and they stay here, and we're a vital part of the State Fair Park, and we want to continue to see it grow and be successful.
Impact for Oklahoma City is amazing.
Yes. Over the 10-day period, the Oklahoma City Visitors Bureau tells us we are $25 million economic impact on Oklahoma City.
Thank you, Tyler. Tyler Norvell, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, the Youth Expo running through the 22nd of March. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.